Welcome back to the John Katzmatidis Cats at Night Show. I'm Lydia Serrani. We have John Katzmatidis on the line from Florida. Welcome, John.
I'm here, and it's always good to call in because I never want to lose in touch with what's going on in New York.
And we love, of course, having you. And then, of course, Congressman Peter King, who is 77 years young today.
Right, getting younger by the day. What can I tell you? I'm surviving anyway. Thank you, Lydia.
And we also have on the line Gridlock Sam, also known as Sam Schwartz. Before we get to him, we had our question of the day on WABCRadio.com. Do you agree with MLB's decision to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta over the new Georgia voting reform law? The choices were yes, no, or boycott MLB. Only 4% of people said yes. 38% said no, and then an overwhelming almost 59% said boycott the MLB. So this is really backfiring on the MLB right now.
Good. They deserve it.
Absolutely. And welcome, Gridlock Sam.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Talk to us about congestion pricing. I thought this was dead in the water, and now it's rearing its ugly head back again.
Yeah. It's so good to have John on the line, and Congressman, so good to be joining you.
Thank you, Sam.
I've been doing this practically since John and I were at Brooklyn Tech so many years ago. So almost 50 years ago, I started working at the traffic department, and we were working on congestion pricing then. And, you know, it's died so many times and has come back to life. And the very latest is that the federal government has ruled that an environmental assessment would be sufficient as opposed to an environmental impact statement. What that means in practical terms is we're probably 1 to 2 years away from congestion pricing, barring anything else that happens. And I've seen so many in my 5 decades of working in transportation in New York City. So it's not going to happen in the next few months at all. Hello?
Oh, do we have Gridlock Sam? Did we lose him?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know where I left off, but I was saying people don't have to worry that it's going to happen this year. It's probably next year at the earliest.
Can you explain for our listeners out there that might not know exactly what congestion pricing means? Just a little shortened version of it?
Sure. Very quickly, it means anyone driving into Manhattan south of 60th Street, once they cross, if it's the bridges or the tunnels or 60th Street, coming down Lexington Avenue or Fifth Avenue, will be charged a fee. Mm. How much that fee is has not been decided yet. The governor, the mayor, and the legislature have to appoint a board, the Traffic Mobility Board, to decide how much. There are two escape hatches, and that's the FDR Drive and the West Side Highway. If you go right through from, let's say, the Henry Hudson to the Battery Tunnel, you don't pay anything. If you go from the Brooklyn Bridge up north to the Willis Avenue Bridge, you don't have to pay anything.
Is anyone exempt, like first responders?
No. At this point, none of that has been decided except for low-income people making less than $60,000 or at least reporting less than $60,000 and vehicles carrying people with disabilities. Any other exemptions would be decided by the Traffic Mobility Board that makes recommendations to the MTA that has the final say.
Sam, what's the economic impact going to be on New York and on taxpayers?
Well, there is a goal here, and the goal is $1 billion a year net to all the money goes to the MTA, 80% to the subways and buses, 20% to the railroads. $1 billion net means about $1.3 billion growth, and that will generate about $15 billion in bonds. So we will get about $15 billion. But every year there'll be about $1 billion in fees, not taxes. They call them fees or tolls, and that will be the financial impact.
Okay, part of that now is to encourage people to take mass transit. Right now, more and more people are afraid to take the subways. I think it's down to 23% ridership, and part of that is because of the increase in crime.
Yeah. I mean, we've got to get a handle. You know, people are afraid due to COVID. It's a little bit over 30% now. It's hitting 35%.
Well, we only have 20 seconds to air. Of 20 seconds before we have to go off the air. John, thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Congressman Peter King, Gridlock Sam will be talking to you again. Thank you all for listening. Happy
birthday. God bless New York.
Thank you.
And God bless America.